those awkward 26 seconds to say the famous L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud. So the Nedib Yehuda in Simen Tzadik Gimel was asked a shaila if the presentation of L'shem Yichud Masha Oimrim Nusach L'yachid Shem Yud Kei Bevav Kei, to speak out those osios, is that an isser of what the Gemara in Sukkah speaks about on Daf Hei Amid Aleph? Hoyge Hashem, you're not allowed to express the words, the letters of Shem Shamayim. And perhaps you're over an isser when you're saying L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrichu. So the Nadib Yehuda begins his tshuva and he says, I'm responding, Hine Beze Ani Meshev Ad Sha'ata Sho'aleini Nusach Amiraso, until, before you ask me what should be the correct Nusach of L'shem Yichud, Yoiser Ro'oi Lishol Im Nemer Kitoiv Ba'amiraso. First, you should ask me a more fundamental question, if you should be reciting this L'shem Yichud at all. And then the Nadib Yehuda continues the tshuva, and he proves from many different sources that it's not necessary, not suggested. But then in the end of the tshuva, and I want to focus on, they'll check the last paragraph, where he responds to the shoyel that he says, but there's a reason why many of people practice. And I got Rabbi Yisai, Hakol Kefi Minago, everyone should follow their own minig. This is not a purpose of trying to convince you one way and next. I just would like to expound on one of the ideas of the Nadib Yehuda. But he writes, and that which the Shoyal asked, Shetoiv liyois hakesher amitz bedibur umachshav umais. What do you mean? There's a tremendous advantage, a maila, of reciting L'shem Yichud, because you connect the machshava, the dibur, and the maisa prior to involving yourself in the mitzvah, in the preparatory stages of the mitzvah. You don't just jump into the mitzvah. You are making ksharim, a kesher amitz, the dibur, machshava, umaisa. Says the Nadib Yehuda the following. I understand that. I agree to your premise that a person should try to collect himself, to connect his machshava, his dibur, and his maisa, but it's not necessary to now introduce new recitations in order to make that connection and in order to prepare us. Listen to what the Nadib Yehuda says. Hine anshe knesses hagadoyla, heim tiknu lanu tfilos ubrachos. Chazal themselves were mitaken the tfilos and the brachos. Meleka midi delay remiza benusach hatfila v'abracha, and all of the right kavonos and all of what's necessary is already in the bracha itself and the tfila itself. Ubracha hu hisayris hadibur v'amachshav, and the bracha itself is what awakens and arouses that connection and creates that kesher. V'chol mitzvah sheyesh brach lefaneh, in tzarech loymer shum dover lefaneh rak habracha. Chazal themselves got you into the mode. Chazal themselves, everybody say, hopefully we'll have time. This is a ganza sugya that we're going to have in Tublat, in Daf Zayin and Aleph. Maybe we'll learn that during June's van, I don't know. But there's a beautiful sugya, a lot to talk about the nusach of brachal over lasiyosan and nusach abrachos. Nadib Yehuda says, but that's the purpose. That's why Chazal did this. Says the Nadib Yehuda, you already have what you need in the bracha itself. That's what makes that kesher, that's what makes that bond, that connection between the machshava, dibur, and maisa that you need to be prepared for the avodas Hashem that we're involved with. Rabbi Yisai, this is something that always is on my mind on a nightly basis. During the days of Sfiras HaEmes, as we embark on this mitzvah prior to Matan Torah, as we approach Matan Torah, I always think about this night to be Yehuda. Not because a person has to be machria one way or another. Everyone has who to rely on, and I am not one to be machria, and the gedolim are the gedolim, and there were many gedolim that still disagreed with the night to be Yehuda. And there are many, many historians that think that this, that the night to be Yehuda had some, had many different reasons that he came out so fiery against L'shem Yichud. It's kedai to know. It's kedai to know that this machloikis existed. You with me, Chavra? Sorry, yeah. Call to me. That this machloikis existed, and it's yadua. It's machloikis the night to be Yehuda against many of the Chassidus Shoyl. But I want to highlight on what he just said, what the purpose of the bracha is. And the Nebi Yehuda agreed fundamentally, but he said, you have what you think you need to accomplish in the Shem Yichud. You already have. That was established by Chazal through the bracha. And that's what we should think about when we recite all of our brachas. We're getting into the zone. We're preparing ourselves. We're taking all these different aspects of our Avodas Hashem, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, and we're zoning it and connecting it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Bekesher Amitz, to quote, with a strong knot, to quote, the Lashon Rebbe debuted. But Rabbi Isai, I think this is also very much not only pertaining to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that comes to mind on a nightly basis, but it also is very relevant to the days of Sfiras HaOmer and what they represent in the Hachana for Matan Torah. But in addition to this week's parasha specifically. See, Rabbi said there's a very big debate within the Gemara about the precise mistake and chait of the sons of Aaron of Nadav and Avihu. Many different shittas that expound about this in the Midrashim, in the Gemara. But fundamentally, the Pasuk says a certain reason. So let's focus on the Pasuk for a second. The Pasuk says that they brought an Esh Zara into the Heichal. They brought it's Machlokes Rishonim, but let's go with the Rishonim that hold that they brought the Esh from the Mizbeach HaChitzon into the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that was their mistake. Now, I want to give you a little background, Rabbi Isai, and present to you a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chafal from the base, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf. The halacha is, pay attention, that even though the Eish is Yerid Min Hashamayim, if you look at the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chafal from the base, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot, still, the Gavra, the person, the Kohen that's Oyved, should also try to create his own fire. And that's paskened in the Rambam. So even though there was a nes that an Esh came down from Shamayim, you still should bring your own fire as well. So if so, so then what was the mistake of Nadav and Avihu? So they did what the Rambam paskens. They did what the Gemara said, what the Gemara in Yuma tells us that you're supposed to do. Afal pi she'esh v'yarim min ha-shamayim, mitzvah lahavi min ha-hed. So there's a major discussion amongst the Rishonim. Maybe they made a mistake because that's only for the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, the external Mizbeach. Maybe that's only true in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Nadav and Avihu brought it into the Mizbeach HaPnimit, to the Mizbeach HaKdoires. Perhaps some Rishonim learn like that. But Rashi in Yuma says that that's not the case. And you know what? They didn't actually make a mistake in terms of the halacha. They actually did the right thing. And the din of bringing a mizbeach, an esh from a hedyot to meet up with the esh from Shamayim is true also by the mizbeach hapnim. And it wasn't actually the content that was a problem. But you know what? Says the Marsha, so what was their mistake? Gemara says in Erev and Adav Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Shahoru halach lefnei marabam. Not that they came to the wrong conclusion. But says the Marsha, read the Gemara carefully. Moshe Rabbeinu did not command them to do it. They were right. They did the right thing. Intuitively, they figured it out. But it was without a tzivui. Look carefully into the Torah. The Esh Zara that was brought onto the Mizbeah was Asher Lo Tziva Hashem. It wasn't through the process of Mesorah. It wasn't ultimately passed down through the pipeline from their Rebbeim, from their G'doylei Ador. And that was the problem. Actually, if it would have done right and it would have been through the process, it was the correct thing according to Rashi. But that is a grave mistake. See, Rabbeisai, I think what this is telling us is that Avodas Hashem is not just we have to figure out what the right thing to do is. It's also doing the right thing, but through the process that Hashem wants. Through the path and the Mesorah and the Kabbalah and the timing and the Derech that Hashem envisioned and prescribed for the world and for Am Yisrael. And if you do the same action, but it wasn't through that process, so then ultimately that could be a grave sin. And that could create a Churban like we have in this week's parsha, with the death of Nadav Yehuda, Nadav and Avihu. What was the lacking element in their avoida of bringing the Eish into the Kodesh? Not the halacha of the Eish, according to Rashi. That's something that's actually recommended. It's something that's even passed in la halacha, according to many Rishonim. So what was it? The Torah says, Asher lo tziva. Why are you doing what you're doing? Because this is ethical. Because this is moral. Because this is what will work well in society. Or is my one purpose only to achieve Tzivoy Hashem? What is the value of a mitzvah, Rabbeisai? Why do we perform mitzvahs? Because there's epis chashivas to the matzah? Because the shofar is actually, is hektish? Or because that is ultimately a tzavso? It creates a chibur. It creates a connection. It's exactly what the manifestation of this avodah was. We want to be mechaber things. We want to have an eshun hashamayim, a heavenly fire, that aligns itself and connects with a manly fire, an esh min hahedyot. And if there's no tzivoy, if there's no commandment, if there's no kesher, if there's no bond, if there's no mitzaveh and a mitzuveh, I am a mitzuveh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzaveh, then there's something lacking and it really dilutes the entire aspect of the avodah. And it now takes something that's kodesh, that's beautiful, that's so sacred. But now it's, why are you doing this? Is Hashem in the picture? Is this in order to fulfill your shlichus and why you're in this world? Or is there an ulterior motive? Is there something above and beyond that's on your radar that you're trying to accomplish? If you don't wait for the tzivor and you don't value the mitzvah and you don't value the Rabbonim and Moshe Rabbeinu that needs to instruct you first, then there's something that's mechusar in your avoida. And that perhaps is the esoid, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps you can suggest a new pshat in the famous Gemara in Kiddushin of Daflam et Aleph from et Aleph. And the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daflam et Chesom et Aleph. Comes along Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, he wants to make a party. He wants to make a party because he heard that he's potter from mitzvahs. And yet he still wants to do a mitzvah because he was blind. And if we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda that a blind person is potter from mitzvah, so What a beautiful thing. He's volunteering for the mitzvah. And then Rav Yosef says, I can't. I can't make a party. You know why? Because he learned, Godol ha-mitzuba v'yoyse yoyser mina einu mitzuba v'yoyse. Sure, that's a concept that we've all heard of. Why is that? Very difficult concept to understand, comprehend. In Yiddishkeit, Godol ha-mitzuba v'yoyse yoyser mina einu mitzuba v'yoyse. Intuitively, Rabbi Yisai, if you have a volunteer, if you have someone that's opting in and he's not required to do that, that's meritorious. That's something that's very, very much valued. That's something that's very much respected. More than the one that's Eina Mitzuv V'yoysa. And yet the Gemara says, Gadol Mitzuv V'yoysa Yersim Rishayin Mitzuv V'yoysa. Greater is the one who's obligated and who's Mitzuvah than the one who's not obligated and is opting in and is volunteering. So Tosis gives his explanation in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Aleph. And Aleph Tosis explains, because a person who's mitzuvah v'yoyse, he's very nervous. It's a little bit more difficult for him because he has to make the timeline. He has to make sure that everything's done. You know, he's got a lot of pressure. He's doyik. So therefore, he gets more schar from tzara agra because he has to deal with not only the mitzvah, he has to deal with the anxiety of the mitzvah. That's Tosis' approach. But Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share a different approach that I saw highlighted in the Basayin in Parshas Netzavim, the Avricher. David, this one's for you, the Avricher. I'll tell you the story another time if we have more time about the Avricher. I shared with it about the earthquake. The Avricher, a Rebbe from Tzatz. Very, very, very holy, holy, holy Rav. And he says, Gadol Mitzuv Yoyse Mishnu Mitzuv Yoyse. Perhaps you could suggest is a different pshat. You see, two people that are doing a mitzvah. There's one person that's connected, that has the tzivui, that's aligning himself with a kesher to the Borei Olam. He's now on a pipeline from Shamayim. And then there's a person who's opting in. There's a person who wants to do the mitzvah. It's very nice. And it's beautiful. But the impact and what it connects to and what you're involved with and what plateau and what plane you're dealing with and where you're connecting to Shamayim. This is something godly. This is like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Da kol lemala mimcha. Right now when I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm affecting the world. I'm taking the hashpah of Shamayim and I'm creating, I'm spreading Kfayda Boire into the world. I am literally a pipe that has a connection on two ends. Godol ha-mitzuvah v'yoyser v'mi she'ein ha-mitzuvah v'yoyser, because the Kedusha is coming from Shemayim. Because there's a pipe, there's a kesher. It's not because of anxiety like Tosis says. It's not because it's struggles. It's because who are you? What are you representing? What are you trying to accomplish? Is this just a mitzvah? A nice idea? Are you opting in? Or no, I am fulfilling a shlichus. A shlichus from the mitzvah to the mitzvah. I have a totally different, we're both coming to a job interview over here. I don't want to only help out a company. I want to transform the world. I don't want to just get the job done. This is my identity. This is who I am. The Kedusha passes through me when I come to the mitzvah. I am bringing godliness into the world through a system, a pipeline. Stachpashit. When you understand what mitzvahs are and you have this perspective of a tzavsa, of a connection, of a being a shliach, stachpashit. The kasha falls apart, Rabbi Yisrael. The kasha falls apart, the kasha places. It makes so much sense. He is God. When you have that as a mandate, when you have that as a mission, when you have that as your identity, as what you represent, I don't want to take away those that are opting in.
And it's definitely something that deserves schar. But the impact and the capacity is just on a different level. That's what a bar mitzvah is. When we celebrate, the Marshal says the reason we celebrate a bar mitzvah is because Rabbi Yosef said in that Gemara, I'll throw a party. Once he concluded that, and he thought a sumo was potter, so then he says, oh, I'm not going to throw a party anymore, so we have to throw a party. When do we throw a party? That's the source for our bar mitzvah party. When you become a mitzvah boy, a bar mitzvah. But a bar mitzvah, we refer to a bar mitzvah as a bar mitzvah, not a bal mitzvah. So many of the Mefarshim say, I once saw this word beautiful years ago. Bal means something that's relative. A bal is someone that, you know, he's an owner right now. He could sell it. He can get rid of it. He can give it away in Manatana. A bal of an isha is also relative connection. I could sever the connection. I could give a divorce. That connection could be taken away, can be removed. A bar mitzvah is something, now that's who I am. That's my identity. I am the mitzvah. I am connected to the mishaleach. That's what the Avnei Nezer says a bar mitzvah is. You now become, your mitzvahs now are no longer in the mitzvah of Yosef. You now become a shliach of the Rabbi Nishalel. You have a mishaleach in your life. Nadav and Aviu, they did so without shlichus. They took a mitzvah and something that was so incredible, something that was so impactful, something that was from the world of Asher Tzivo Hashem, and they destroyed it. They weren't able to do it. They took it voluntarily without Moshe Rabbeinu's instruction, without the Rebbeinu Shalom's instruction, Asher Lo Tzivo. So you took something so great, G'dayla Mitzvah V'yoyse, and you spoiled it. Even though they were right, Alpi did. Even though that's something eventually that we're going to pass in La'aloch. But we need to remember what it means. Godo Mitzvah Yosef. Yosef Mishmitzvah Yosef. You need to be a bar mitzvah. You need to connect to the mitzvah. You need to have a shlichus from the mishaleach. And that's what we're doing in our Avodas Hashem. This is much more than just good deeds, good midas, and being pleasant. This is not an opt-in. This is who we are. This is our identity. This is what we represent. That's what we're trying to create. That's what we're trying to build. We are a pipeline from Shemayim into the world. And that's the way we approach our mitzvahs. And if not, you're going to lose certain aspects of your Avodas Hashem. When we prepare for a mitzvah, the Nevi Yehuda tells us, we need one word. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishonu, you made us holy. Vitzivanu. That is the only word that you need, the only phrase that you need before you approach a mitzvah, says the Noi Yehuda. That is Alek Havonis, Alek Machshavis, Alek Sharim, says the Noi Yehuda, the Kesher Omitz. That's Mechabit the Dibur, the Maisa, and the Machshavis is what? Is understanding Vitzivanu, and that's what creates the Kedusha. That there's a mitzvah, and that I'm representing that mitzvah, and that's where the way I'm carrying out this mitzvah. And now you don't need L'Yashem Yichud, Dr. Nadim Yehuda. Because that's the highest level of kavana that a person needs to realize. You don't need to, you don't need to get yourself nervous. I don't have the right kavanas. I don't know. Baal Shem Tov was very nervous about getting the right kavanas. Ich bin a nar and glad. I'm a nar and I believe. That's it. All I say is the tzivanu. I have a shlichus. There's a mishaleach. I'm a shliach. My mitzvah is so much more than just an opt-in, a voluntary idea, a little stucker here and there. No, I identify with it. It's my mission. It's my tachlis. It's my yisoid. It's my essence. And if I break that connection, just like a shliach, to give kiddushin, a shliach, to give a get, shlichus. The din is, if the mishaleach is disconnected, if the mishaleach has v'shalom dies, if the mishaleach is nishtater, Rabbi Yisrael will learn the sugis in shlichus. What the Torah tells us, it's garnished. If you no longer are connected to the mitzvah, it's garnish. If the shliach doesn't relate back to the mishaleach, the shlichus is batal. The avoid is gone. That's godol mitzvah v'yoyis, rinish eina mitzvah v'yoyis. Person has to have that on their radar. Not chas v'sholom to tell you that there is no aspect of eina mitzvah v'yoyis in avoid is Hashem. But we have to have on our radar the concept of godol mitzvah v'yoyis, yoyish rinish eina mitzvah v'yoyis. That there's something more than just the voluntary good deeds and outcomes of avoid is Hashem. The Avritcher says, Amar de Gavar. You know, we're talking, as we said, in Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, is the time that we prepare for Kabbalah Satir. So, Kayadu, we spoke many times about the Kasha of Tosis. Kabbalah Satir seems to be a stira. It seems to be a contradiction. Was Kabbalah Satir voluntary? Or was Kabbalah Satir forced upon us? Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis has his teretz. The Medrash Tanchum has his teretz. Says the Avritcher. Says the Basayim, perhaps according to this, it's not a kasha. Perhaps a Kodesh Baruch who didn't want to leave Torah on a level of Nasa V'Nishma, we're opting in. We're just going to volunteer. Perhaps we wanted to make sure that there would be this idea in Torah and Kabbalah Satir. That it should be Kafa Leim Harkigigis. That it should be much more than just Nasa. We'll volunteer. That it should be Godol HaMetzuvah V'yoyse, Yoyse M'nishayim V'yoyse. That there should be an identity with V'tzivon. That we're Shliach. That we're in the Shlichus of Hashem. We're all Meshulachim. We're all Shlichim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're all Chabad. We're all Chabad Shlich. That's who we are, we say. I believe it. It might look a little different. Our beards might be a little longer or shorter. But we're all the same. We're all the same, Rabbi say. We all believe that we ultimately needed Kafal and Harkigis. We all drew the same conclusion. Where was the Chiddush of Godom Mitzuv Yoyis, Yoyish M'Yosheni Mitzuv Yoyis, according to the Basai? It was through the bi-dimensional Kabbalah Satir. It wasn't only Nasa V'Nishma, but it was also what? Kafal and Harkigis. Rabbi Isai, that's the Tikkun of the Chet of Nadav Yehuda, of Nadav Avihu. It's not necessarily what they did, but it's how they did it. And how they now approach the Avodas Hashem. And that's the problem as well. We need to realize when we say a brach, take a moment. Think about what the Nedev Yehuda is saying. Whether you say L'Shem Yichud or not, we're all encouraging to get the same goal. We're all yearning to get to the same place. Nedev Yehuda says you get to the same place with a brach. The focus is because focus on the word vitzivonu. Vitzivonu, do you know what that means? Do you know what that means now when you're going into this mitzvah and what you're accomplishing? This is a shlichus. This is why you were born. This is why you were put in this world. Look at what your impact is. You now are building and imbuing into the world kedusha straight from Hashem. That's why you have such a high level tzelem elokim. That's why we need you to be the way you are. Because you carry such a capacity, such a strength, such power in this mitzvah that you're doing. But he said, when you make a bracha now, think about it in a different way. Think about it. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting there talking to you, which he did before he sent you into this world, like the Gemara Nida says. And he sends you onto the shlichus. Imagine you have a phone call with the Rabbeinu Shalom and he says, remember who you're representing when you're doing this job. Remember who you're connecting when you're doing this job. Remember why you're here. That's what we should be thinking about, says the Nedev Yehuda, when we're making these brachos, when we're carrying out this avodah. As the Nedev Yehuda said, it's to make a kesher amitz, a kesher shel kayama, to ultimately to the Borei Olam. That now our mitzvah shouldn't be floating. Our mitzvah shouldn't be haphazard. Our mitzvah shouldn't be, oh, it's Pesach, let's eat matzah. Kol she'esh v'moyach mikod kodoy, says Rabbi Gideon Eger, Rabbi Isai. I said that line to you 60 times before Pesach. I said it during my Seder. You have a skull in your brain. You have a brain in your skull. You know what you're about to do. Rabbi Akiva Eiger stopped for a second. And he said, do you know what mitzvah's matzah is? Mitzvah of achilas kodshim mizman hazeh. Let's not just jump into the mitzvah. Let's not just do it without kavonos, without a meaning, without a feeling, without an understanding, without the premise of what it means, what it relates to. Let's have a new approach to all of Avodas Hashem. It's not opted. It's not. Let's sprinkle a little here, sprinkle a little there. You know, I'm in a good mood. Let's do something good for God. God, thank you. You got me. You know, my investment did well last night. I'm gonna send one for the team. I'm gonna send one for you, God. Today I'm on your side. You know, I'm gonna volunteer over here. I'm volunteering. No. It's who I am. It's every day. It's throughout the day. It's my essence. It's Godom Tsuvyasa, Yasim Mishanim Tsuvyasa. It's Baruch Atah Hashem Mitzivonu. Oh my Kedusha. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu mekadesh me? Through the shlichus, the mishalech with the shliach, through the kesher, through the connection, through the tzavsa. Das is our parsha, Rabbi said. Das is the chait. Das is to yourself. And that is the hachana up to Matan Torah that needs this duality. That on the one hand, Nasav and Ishmael was insufficient. Because otherwise, then there would be an Avodas Hashem with Gadol Eino Mitzuviyosu, Yoshim Mishay Mitzuviyosu. But that's not what Avodas Hashem is. Avodas Hashem is Gadol Mitzuv Yosef, Yosef Mishim Mitzuv Yosef. And it's not just about anxiety. It's about what you can accomplish. It's about what you're doing and why you're here. So Mitzvah Hashem Rabbi say, should take this message and it should Mitzvah Hashem transform our approach to all of our Avodas Hashem. Not only our approach to Matan Torah in these days of Sfiras HaOmer, not only our approach to Sfiras HaOmer in this tumult of whether or not I should say L'Shem Yichud or not, but Rabbi Yisai, it should change all of our mitzvahs. Our approach to Rosh Hashanah, our approach to Pesach, our approach to Purim, our approach to Chanukah, our approach to Yichud, our approach to Negiah, our approach to Shabbos, our approach to Yom Tov, our approach to Lashon Hara, our approach to Shmiras Einayim, our approach to Kashrus, our approach to Kibud Avayim, our approach to Kavodat Torah, Talmud Torah, Bittul Torah, to everything, Rabbi Yisai, on a constant basis. Not only in the, you know, it was so beautiful, exciting this week, this Sunday. Someone had a Shilu Chakan. We had a Gansa Asifa. Everyone tries to be, oh! We're done with the recording, guys?